and welcome to ASD Radio, the official podcast of the Alamosa School District. I'm one of your hosts, Superintendent Dr. Diana Jones, and I'm thrilled to be your guide to the people, programs, and progress shaping our schools. As always, we're joined by co-host Assistant Superintendent Dr. Luis Murillo. Dr. Murillo, ASD Radio is one of our favorite things we're honored to do.
That's right. Can you believe we're almost done with first semester?
No.
2 days away.
2 days. It has gone by so quickly. But as I reflected today, we have accomplished so many things with our students and our staff. There's a lot to be excited about, proud about, and grateful for.
Yeah, we've accomplished several things. And often on the podcast, we talk about instruction, family engagement, different programs that go on. And all those things happen in buildings, and those buildings need upkeeping. They need project management for updating, and our guest today is going to talk to us about that.
Yes.
But we'll get there.
We're looking forward to that. Let's move on to our first section, happenings at our campuses. What can you share with us about what is happening around Alamosa School District?
Well, the first and biggest thing happening is end of semester. And for secondary students, especially high school students, that means finals.
Yes, the
finals
next two
week.
Days.
So that's been happening in our high school. We are deep on finals week. That's a big day big week for high school students because grades become final and they count towards credits and they count towards college admission and or scholarship GPA. It's a big day. Middle school also does a version of a final schedule. And then our elementary schools have been having their winter programs.
Yes.
They've been well attended. So there's been lots of things happening, Dr. Jones.
Yes, lots of fun and exciting things and theater programs as well as our choir has been performing as well. Many, many of our students have been able to share their talents over the last few weeks. We're very proud of that.
Something else I want to share, we serve a community that needs the school district to do more than just teaching students to read and write and do math and science. Here in this podcast, we've had the family engagement team, we've had Genesis and her team share with us what it is that they do. During the holidays, they are especially busy because they not only serve as the bridges between schools and community, they're also often the bridges between our parents and different community agencies that can help us solve problems. During the Thanksgiving break, our family engagement team, sorry, not Thanksgiving break, but right before Thanksgiving break, our family engagement team was able to put together and distribute more than 50 boxes, which would be Thanksgiving meals to families in need. Now, this time of the year, they work with Toys for Tots in order to ensure that kids, as many kids as we can that have the need, get a toy for Christmas. And especially, well, in fact, right now, they are wrapping gifts. We're recording this on a Tuesday in December, and they are wrapping gifts. They have made and invited about 200 kids total from, you know, different list of kids that we have. But really, just generally speaking, is, you know, those families that have the need. And they have a big event happening tomorrow, which is the Family Center, all day from 8 to 6, they will be inviting these families and students and parents who they called to swing by and pick up a toy, pick up a gift. Of course, they've been wrapped, but they'll show just some examples of what is in the boxes. Again, just to ensure that we continue to have the magic of the holidays for our students.
Well, I'm so grateful to our family engagement team and all of their diligent effort to meet the needs of our students and families. And we say this often, but if we don't have our basic needs met, it's hard to learn. And so just reaching out and showing those students and families that they are cared about, they are loved, and we want to ensure that they have the needs and that they get to celebrate as well. It just warms my heart, and we're very grateful for to them and for our families for reaching out and letting us know that they're in need as well.
Well, and this is one of those things that really aligns well with our core beliefs. When we're able to care for some of the basic needs,
correct,
then our students can be more ready and more prepared to learn. There's definitely a huge basic need for a lot of our families. So just like you, I am proud and happy that our family engagement team, as well as many others from our district, are able to do this.
Let's move on to our favorite section, celebrate. We get to celebrate one of our directors today.
Yeah, he's been on the podcast before. He's not new to our podcast, and he's got a big, important job. He's always, every day, has his plate full. He's been with us not that long, but he's got years and years of experience in managing projects and in working with construction, as well as just he's got a slew of things that he's in charge of. So we're just going to get to introduction. I'd like to introduce Adrian Ramirez to our podcast.
Welcome, Adrian.
Welcome. Thank you for having me, Dr. Jones and Dr. Mario, and honored to be here with and working with you guys, and honored to be here with you and on this podcast.
Well, we're honored that you are a part of our team. For our listeners, we talk about in our district often that we want to be show ready. We want people to come into our buildings and feel safe and secure, but also take pride in where their students attend school, or that the students are proud of our school district and our teachers. It's a great place to work and learn. And so, Adrian is in charge of all of that, in making sure that he and his team make sure we are show ready.
Let's break that down, Adrian. I was just jotting down some of the things that you and your team are responsible for. So it's grounds. You know, we ensure that our grass looks curve appeal is there, but also at the same time managing water usage, right? We're not a golf course, we're a school district.
We are a school district, yes. There's a lot with our schools, you know, boiler maintenance, electrical repairs, painting, drywall repairs, custodial, keeping up, you know, making sure our classrooms are ready for our students every day. Especially now during the cold part of the year, you know, we do a little mist in our rooms to make sure our classrooms are sanitized, and hopefully none of these kids spread any, you know, sicknesses within the buildings. We have a great crew here in Alamosa School District, and I'm honored to work with every single one of those guys.
Small but mighty crew.
Yes, small but very mighty.
We haven't really needed it much this year, but you guys also do snow removal, right? And that's an early morning for you guys whenever we do need it.
Yes, sometimes it's 2 o'clock in the morning, but, you know, our guys are always ready to go. And, yes, that's the one thing I don't like to do the most, because it's an early morning, and sometimes it could be a late night.
Yeah, that's one of those things that fascinates me about school systems, which is the operations side of it. You know, we see the classrooms, we see the teachers, the teaching and learning, but for all of that to happen so flawlessly, there's a lot of work that goes into, again, having clean restroom, having clean hallways, having classrooms that are clean so that students and staff have a good environment whenever they come to work and to learn. And then, you know, we were just talking about that, to ensure that, you know, our staff and students are not slipping as they, you know, go to school and go to work. Another thing that you do is you help us with the project management piece whenever we have a project going on. I want to ask you about 700 Main. And just as a reminder, the school district purchased 700 Main almost a year ago now, in order to house the admin offices in the second floor and to move the alternative school into the first floor. All of this came from hearing from community, hearing from staff about the need to have an alternative learning setting for students. I mean, we realize that not all students are going to learn in our, I guess, traditional brick and mortar, and we needed to stretch. And just for our listeners, we vacated what was then the admin office, district office. We moved into a rental space, and we needed a, both a permanent home for the admin office as well as the alternative school. Well, in order to turn that into a school, we needed some work. So you've been managing this project for a few months now. Do you want to tell us about the project?
Sure. Where do I begin? So when we inherited or bought this 700 Main building, there was a lot of modifications we had to do to make sure we had this building show ready for our future use, meaning classroom sizes, making them a little bit bigger, making sure the HVAC system was up to date and to code, make sure we were compliant with ADA, which, you know, there's always snags with things going on with the building. So currently with the project, we are a little bit behind, but, you know, I think within these next couple of weeks, we should be hopefully moving forward with a lot of the final pieces of the puzzle.
Yeah. And the intent of, you know, the project and moving the school is to allow for expansion. I mean, but one, to have adequate space. The reality is that the space that they're in right now is not adequate. As far as the number of students per the size of the classrooms, one, to have adequate space that's conducive to the best learning students can do, but also for the expansion of it, which would allow us to welcome more students either from our district or from other districts that want to have a different setting as far as their learning. And also it houses the alternative school and it'll house the online school, which there's a component of, you know, in-person face-to-face support for students that need that. What I want to talk about, Adrian, is the delay, because that's very real. You've managed several projects in your previous jobs, and you've already managed some of our projects here, and, you know, delays. I know that I'm an educator, so, you know, what you're talking about, it's I'm learning about, but there always seems to be this delay. How do you manage the delay, and how do you continue to work with contractors and partners to ensure that, you know, we get the projects done and, like you said, show ready for our students?
So, you know, with every project, they give you a timeline pretty much, and it's just a rough estimate. Like, they give you a process of when they think the certain projects will be completed at, you know, points of the month. But every once in a while, you're going to run into that hiccup, you know, so that unknown, especially with the building, like 700 Main, it's a really old building, and we are modifying it to meet our standards and make sure we're in current state compliance, you know, to year to date. Of course, there was some asbestos we found in there. Unfortunately, that set us back a couple weeks. There's the issue with our ADA ramp that, you know, going back and forth with a few issues here and there. Eventually we did come up with a solution, but of course that all just puts us behind. Currently working with Houston, which is, they're a good company. And they're trying to accommodate us and hopefully, you know, we get a couple weeks back just from them trying to push their contractors and people going in and out of the building. You know, so far we have a decent deadline. We had to push it back all the way to the end of January. So hopefully by the end of January, all our HVAC will be done. The modifications to the ADA ramp and the new walls that had to be redesigned to meet all these code compliance issues that we're running into.
And just so our viewers will be aware, if we had moved in solely to 700 Main for office space, we would not have some of the compliance issues that we have now. But we are really redesigning the first floor for a school. Do you want to talk about a few differences in codes that might be?
Yeah, so one of the big issues of codes would be the fire suppression walls we had to put in just to make sure if there was ever any issues like that in that building, they can sustain a certain amount of time, you know, it would hold for us to properly get the kids out or make sure they're safe in the building. Some of the doors were not code compliant, so we had to make sure the openings of the doors were properly addressed. A lot of the lighting was some of the issue as well. The emergency panels in that building were outdated, so we had to make sure they were up to code. Of course, the ramp was a big ADA compliant issue for us to be able to maintain a certificate of occupancy. And of course, just the path of egress through the whole building had to make sure we were compliant with school standards.
Thank you for that, Adrian. Since we're sort of on the topic of, you know, needs and what's been done, the Alamosa School District went for a bond this past November, and the people told us no. They voted and they told us no. You are one of the people, one of the our employees that are closest to, you know, what it is that is needed and that we were asking for. And, you know, you get to upkeep, you know, the restrooms, and you get to upkeep, like you talked about, the boilers. Can you share from your perspective, right? Because it's everyone's responsibility, but you're the person that's closest to it. Where do you see us as a school district with all those needs?
Well, unfortunately, that bond affected me the most. You know, as far as maintaining these buildings, a lot of the boilers are having issues. It's just a matter of time before we see drastic repairs instead of trying to put Band-Aids on a lot of these equipment. It's to that point where we need to replace them. And we know nowadays replacing them costs quite a bit of money. Prior in the past where they maintained properly, I'm not sure. We never kept records. I would have wished we would have had records of when they were maintained or serviced or any of that, but we don't. These buildings, we can't say they're new anymore. They're not. They're in dire need of repairs, especially at our junior high. We had a pipe plug up the other day, and it took us 3 days to unplug it. Hopefully nothing was damaged in the process just because of the age of the pipe. So, yeah.
As we were talking with many of our community members about the bond issue and the need to really enhance the restrooms at Ortega Middle School, there's more to it than just replacing some tile or putting in a new toilet per se. Do you want to talk about all that's underneath there that we really need to open up and change?
That's a very good point. It's just not a matter of just trying to, like you said, replace a few tiles here and there. It's a matter of digging every old pipe up, replacing it with new, standard compliant pipes, and making sure everything's functioning right. The aesthetics of those bathrooms, they're not something a student would want to go use. It's just not. I've heard these complaints, and unfortunately we don't have the money to be like, oh great, let's just rip out the urinals and put it's one of those things that if we do, then we're replacing walls, we're replacing old pipe, we're starting from scratch.
Adrian, something else that came up is the community college systems audited, I guess that's the word, our high school, because we provide CTE programs and they're who oversee the CTE programs. They found some things that we need to work on in order to ensure that our high school is ADA compliant. Would you just talk about some of those things that they found that will need to be addressed?
Sure. So last year, at the end of the school year, we got inspected by the Colorado College with our ADA compliance. Come to find out, when our Alamosa High School was built, it was an ADA compliant, but it was 96, 91 ADA compliant. It wasn't 2010 code compliant. So unfortunately, we're not meeting codes in all our restrooms. Our parking lot was not up to code. Our sidewalks were not up to code. Our locker rooms, unfortunately, none of those, anything that has to do with ADA compliant is as far as the restrooms, the locker rooms, and the big thing is our gym. Our gym is not ADA compliant. Unfortunately, we can't have people in wheelchairs sit comfortably in our stands and enjoy a basketball game or a wrestling match or a volleyball game. We just can't accommodate them right now. This bond would have helped a lot of that.
Yeah, it would have, and you know, we have a timeline of 2 years to address the issues, and the district is exploring all avenues in order to address the issues and get back within compliance. Let's switch it up a little bit, because we've been talking about, you know, just some of the needs, and I guess one can say bad news. But what's exciting about your job?
You know, the exciting part of my job is the day that I come in every day and I have a great crew. They feel empowered with what they do day in, day out. They don't feel like, oh, here's this one guy pushing us over. They're just a bunch of great guys. And when I introduce them to these issues that we have, they come to me with solutions, or, you know, hey, what can we do to help you? Or what can we do to fix these issues? You know, fluorescent lights are one of the big deals now that they're going to be obsolete. So we're slowly replacing them to LED. Of course, that's going to cost a lot of money down the road. So, you know, with my guys, we're slowly doing, unfortunately, we're doing 10, 15 lights a month of, you know, whatever we can do, or as far as our budget allows. But it's projects like that that they feel empowered, that, you know, they love their jobs.
Yeah. I have a final question that I think I know the answer to. But it's, if you had a magic wand and could change something about the school system in general, what would that be?
Man, of course, I wish we would have had this bond pass. It would have solved a lot of our needs and our wants, and probably would have made my job in the future a lot easier. But as far as I see it now, it's going to be a rough road.
Yeah.
Very rough road.
We hear that quite a bit from a lot of our guests, which is, you know, funding, either from, you know, form of a bond or the state. Schools need more money in order to adequately address all the needs that our students and our communities have.
Yes.
Well, Adrian, I can't thank you enough for all that you do every single day, nights and weekends, in the dark of the night, to make sure that we are show ready and that our students, staff, and community are proud to be a part of Moose Nation, and that they feel comfortable and safe in their working and learning environment. We appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
As always, it's a great day to be a Mean Moose. Thank you for being with us today. Education Radio is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish and are a click away on our school website. Parents, remember that educating your child is key to their future and a life of options. Until next time.
Alamosa School District. Students today, leaders tomorrow.